I am Boutros Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
I met my love by the gasworks wall. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. Kissed a boy.
2012 Grammy Award winners Tedeschi Trucks Band brings their blues-inspired show to the Vancouver Centre for Performing Arts for one night, June 19th. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.ca or by calling 855-985-5000. Don't miss Tedeschi Trucks Band on June 19th at the Vancouver Centre for Performing Arts. For more information, go to TedeschiTrucks.com.
Well, I came to the city. I was running from
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. If you don't know by now, and it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It don't matter anyhow. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look at your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on, but don't think twice, it's alright. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. That light I've never known, and it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. I wish there was something you could do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. We never did much talking anyway, but don't think twice, it's alright.
I'm thinking and wondering, walking.
once loved a man, a child, I'm told. I gave him my heart, but he wanted my soul. But don't think twice, it's all right. I'm walking down that long and lonesome road, babe. Where I'm bound, I can't tell. My goodbye is too good a word, babe. So I'll just say very well, I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's all right. But don't think twice, it's all right.
Welcome to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. That was the one, the only, the lovely Black Gardenia with their version of the Bob Dylan song, Don't Think Twice. And I chose that because we're actually very lucky to have Black Gardenia coming into the studio in about 20 minutes. Today on Are You Aware, I've decided to do a little bit of a different sort of show format than my usual profiling music and artists that have a positive social justice message or who, excuse me, have been involved in philanthropic endeavors. Today, I decided to play homage to the cover song. No matter what you say about people covering songs, there's been some great ones, there's been some deplorable ones. But you know what? I think imitation is the greatest form of flattery, and a lot of these artists have covered some great songs over the years and actually have made them into their own and have actually received a lot more notoriety for their cover song compared to the original. The reason I chose Black Gardenia to come into the studio today is because they take cover songs, they cover these great jazz songs and make it their own. They're a cross between a bourbon-soaked Louisiana night and a hazy Maui afternoon, in my opinion, and they're just divine. I thought, you know what? What better than to have Black Gardenia in, because they do really show off what, you know what, a cover band doesn't have to be lame and boring. They can be innovative and amazing, as Black Gardenia has just showed us with their song from their first album by the same name, Black Gardenia, Don't Think Twice. We'll have them in later on in about 20 minutes. We have the lovely Daphne, the lead singer of Black Gardenia, in the studio to talk to us about her new album that's coming out. They actually have a launch party this Saturday, so if you've never checked them out and you're liking the sound, we will be playing a little bit more of them later on. And you guys should go and check it out at the Vancouver Live Sound, 525 Seymour Street, on Saturday, May 5th. And I'll let Daphne tell you a bit more about that later on. But like I said, today I just wanted to have a sort of a relaxing show, play some covers that I think are pretty damn fine, and just have fun with the show for a change. My next cover that I chose was actually originally written by Trent Reznor, and it was first released by Nine Inch Nails in 1994. I think that's one thing I like about cover songs, if they're done right. You can really take one style of a song as it's been produced originally and turn it around and make it something unique. And Johnny Cash really did this with this song that I'm going to play next, which is obviously Hurt. It was his last actual hit before he died, unfortunately. He covered it back in 2002, and the accompanying video actually featured images from Cash's life, and it was directed by Mark Romanek. It was told that apparently Trent Reznor was a little bit hesitant of Cash covering hurt, and he was worried that the idea sounded a bit gimmicky. But he said that he became a huge fan of Cash's version, however, once he saw the music video, which actually won Best Video of the Year by the Grammy Awards and Best Video of All Time by NME in July 2011. Trent Reznor, I've got a quote for you guys from him, and he says, "I popped the video in and wow, tears, welling, silence, goosebumps, wow. I felt like I had just lost my girlfriend because that song isn't mine anymore. It really made me think about how powerful music is as a medium and art form. I wrote some words and music in my bedroom as a way of staying sane about a bleak and desperate place I was in, totally isolated and alone. Somehow that's what winds up reinterpreted by a music legend from a radically different era and genre and still retains sincerity and meaning. Different, but every bit as pure." And I'm sure you can all agree, this is one of my favourites. It's actually listed on the Rolling Stone Readers Poll of the, I think it's number 3 or 4 of the top 10 best cover songs of all time. I've actually chosen a couple of other cover songs from that list because it was so darn good. I'll let Johnny continue on with his version of Hurt. You're on Are You Aware? Music That Has Something to Say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else, I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. If I could start find a way.
Pratt Records, CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine present The Sims Cake Release Party, with guests Winter Mitz and Beat Off, Friday, May 11th, at the Interurban Gallery. There will be an actual Sims Cake to eat. It isn't just for robots. Advance tickets from Red Cat, Scratch, or Zulu. Time to get down and boogie with Sims Cake, May 11th, at the Interurban Gallery.
I feel bad for your son. I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. Tip my hat to the sun in the west. Feel the beat right in my chest. At the crossroads a second time. Make the devil change his mind. A bitch ain't one. If you haven't got problems, I feel bad for your son. I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Flood. Well, you can come inside, but your friends can't come. 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. If you haven't got problems, I feel bad for your son. 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. I got 99.
There you go. There's a bluegrass version of Jay-Z's 99 Problems, and I'm not going to say the other word. I really, really love that version. I actually heard that on 8-Tracks. If you haven't checked out 8-Tracks, check it out. It's really fun. Lots of people. I'm a big avid fan, as you all know, of mixtapes. Whenever I get an artist to come in, they always do an Are You Aware mixtape for me. And Black Gardenia is no exception. They'll be in the studio within about probably after the next triplet of covers I've got for you. You are listening to Are You Aware, music that has something to say. Do not change your dial. We aren't doing our usual music with a message advocacy show today. I thought I'd mix it up and put in my selection of the best of covers, and that one just knocked it out of the park in my view. That was Hugo. That's a half Thai, half British singer-songwriter, and he's actually based in New York City and signed to Jay-Z's Roc Nation label. He's been dubbed by Roc Nation as gangster rock. I'm thinking more bluegrass rock. And he's best known for, obviously, 99 Problems, which is off his debut album, Old Time Religion, which was released in May last year, so only a year old. So if you like Hugo, go check out his whole album. And that was a great cover by him. In the middle there, we had the one, the only, no one could basically replace her, Patti Smith, with her version of Smells Like Teen Spirit from her most recent album of August last year, Outside Society. You know, she's been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She's released 10 studio albums, 2 live albums and 2 EPs since 1974. She is the godmother of punk. And you know what? I think Kurt Cobain would have been beaming with pride on that version of the cover song Smells Like Teen Spirit, because not only did she make it her own, she actually added to it and, you know, put all that sort of angst and sick of the government, sick of everybody, you know, bringing the poor man down sort of stuff that Kurt Cobain, I'm sure, would have loved. We are, like I said, we've got Black Gardenia in the studio in a matter of moments, but I do have 3 songs that I want to play for you guys. And the next one is an oldie, but a goodie. I love this version of this song. It was originally released as a disco track by Gloria Gaynor. Cake took it and made it their own. It comes from their album from 1996. I know, a long time ago, but still a good one. This is I Will Survive from their album Fashion Nugget. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Spent so many nights just thinking how you'd done me wrong. I grew strong, I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here without that look upon your face. I should have changed my fucking lock. I would have made you leave your key if I'd have known for just one second you'd be back to bother me. Break me with desire. Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, not I will survive. Yeah, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. I will survive. I will survive. Of my broken heart, and I've spent oh so many nights just feeling sorry for myself. I used to cry, but now I hold my head up high, and you see me with somebody new. I'm not that stupid little person still in love with you. And so you thought you'd just drop by and you expect me to be free, but now I'm saving all my loving for someone who's loving me. Oh, now go walk out the door, just turn around. Now you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to break me with desire? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, not I will survive. Yeah, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. I will survive. I will survive. Yeah, yeah. We'll be right back.
trying to spell on you. Because you're my eye. You better stop the things you do. I say, watch out. Take me back to the start.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was Willie Nelson covering Coldplay. Could you believe it? If someone told me that 10 minutes ago, 2 hours ago, whenever I discovered it, I would be like, are you crazy? But he actually made a better version, in my humble opinion. That was The Scientist from the Coldplay's second album, A Rush of Blood to the Head. And that was actually written collaboratively by the band back in the day. And then last year, Willie Nelson covered it for the Chipotle Mexican Grill, which was sponsored. It was actually a sponsored short film titled Back to the Start, highlighting the problems of concentrated animal feeding operations. So thank you, Willie Nelson, for that beautiful version of The Scientist. In the middle there, we had Jeff Beck with his, most people know this song by Nina Simone, I Put a Spell on You, but it's actually was Screamin' Jay Hawkins that was the first person to write that. And that was Jeff Beck featuring Joss Stone. And that was from his 10th studio album, which was released in 2010, Emotion and Commotion. In addition, featuring vocal performances by Joss Stone and Imelda May, there was also the album showcased a 64-piece orchestra. And I Put a Spell on You was an old song from 1956, but they brought it back and made it to something new. Now, we have a very special guest in the studio today. It's said that imitation is the most sincerest form of flattery. Today on the show, we have a band that takes some of the best-known songs and make them their own with such sweet jazz folk sound that the original artist, who's already got a ukulele ready to go, would be flattered to hear their songs performed in such a charming style. I'm talking about Vancouver's best kept secret. If you haven't seen them, check them out. They're amazing. This is Black Gardenia, and today we have Daphne Rubini, the lead singer. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Fleur. Thanks for inviting me in.
Oh, it's so good to have you. We're just discussing, it was a little serendipitous. I had decided to do the cover show, and then Daphne emailed me and said, can I send you my new CD? And I said, absolutely not. You can come in on the show.
Yeah, I had good timing there, that's for sure.
I know, something was working in the universe to get you on the show. I mean, it's perfect. So can you tell me, for those who may not know Black Gardenia, can you give us a bit of a background of the band and your sound?
Well, we like to call it London Jazz meets Americana. My husband and I came over from London a few years ago, and we were both really in the jazz scene in London, and we'd got to the point where we felt, no, we kind of wanted to do something different. And then at a rockabilly railway club jam, which is the Saturday afternoon jams, we met quite a few great musicians, and we started jamming with them. They were friends of friends, and Jimmy Roy, who used to play with Ray Kondo and the Ricochets, and Joni Kepler, who's played with the Do-Rites for many years. And we just got this idea of, how about doing some more kind of Americana and taking tunes from the jazz catalogues and folk, old country catalogues that precede 1950, and melding it together, and with me playing jazz standards on the ukulele.
And you know what? It's such a good combination. It's an amazing combination.
It really works. I mean, someone actually said to me recently, like, what is your music? And he said, I've never heard anything like it before. And I was thinking, wow, it must be something different. So it's that mix of jazz, old country, blues, and Americana. And it's the ukulele that kind of draws it together. Jimmy Roy's lap steel he's stunning. And Joni Kepler's playing this kind of old country walking bass that it wouldn't be the same if we had a jazz bass. There's just something about the sound. And Andy Smith plays just a very stylish, kind of modest, great jazz soloing on his guitar. So it just... And then on the album that's coming up, we have Chris Davis, who's actually from Atlanta, Georgia, living in Vancouver. He's one, again, another hidden secret. Although I think quite people in the know who he is. And his jazz trumpet playing is stunning. So that's Black Gardenia's sound, really, and we've been honing it for the last 2 years. We've had the residency at the Revel Room down in Gastown, where I think we met the first time, and that's nothing that replaces that experience of just honing your sound, and then suddenly, there's something unique that's happened. So,
absolutely, and I remember listening to it and just grinning from ear to ear. It made me so relaxed. I was like, I could stay here forever. This is fantastic.
Well, my other life has always been working in healing as well. So that was kind of my intention. I used to like massage 3 days a week, and the other days I'd be studying jazz at school in London and working on that sound. So I think they're really connected for me.
Absolutely. And, you know, obviously music and song and playing is all a healing factor that's used throughout medicine. But before we go on to healing and the power of the ukulele, which I do want to talk about, you mentioned that you had a rockabilly jam session. For us that aren't in the know of the Jazz Vancouver scene, which to me sounds like this is my first sort of introduction into it, it sounds like it's a hidden gem.
Oh, definitely. On Saturday afternoons at the Railway Club, there's, I think it's from 5 until 8, there's a rockabilly roots jam that's been going on for, I actually couldn't tell you how many years. Before I moved to Vancouver, I used to go, and it's about, I would say that's at least 11 years ago. So I want to say 20 years, but maybe it hasn't been that long. And Councilman Jim Green was one of the mainstays of, he was a real advocate for that scene and was really into that music and supported it. And so someone like Jimmy Roy, who's been playing lap steel for many, many years and with Big Sandy touring around the world, is actually in our band. And we're very lucky to have someone that is able to understand his instrument as well as he does, you know. So I would recommend, so look out for Saturday afternoons of the Rockabilly Jam, and there'll be the main band that's on, and then there'll be other people, guests, that will come in and sit in. And so you never know who's going to be there.
Wow.
So it's definitely worth checking out.
That is going on my calendar.
Good,
and I'm definitely coming down because I love my jazz. And you know what? The Railway Club is just an example of really grassroots, a music venue that has survived through Vancouver's sort of gentrification of
absolutely. And I think that's why Jim Green had a real soft spot for the Railway, because it represented that as well.
Absolutely.
You know, he was an advocate of keeping Vancouver very real, so I was very sad to hear of his passing.
Absolutely. We need more advocates like that.
Yes, and many of the rockabilly musicians were actually, including myself, it was a great honour of playing for him at the Kulch the couple of days before he died.
Oh, wow.
He actually was evolved enough to make a celebration of his life while he was alive. It was, I don't know, he was always changing how we live, and that's probably one of the things that will become the norm, mm-hmm. I imagine.
Absolutely.
Which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I wanted to talk to you about the fact that you guys predominantly cover songs from the 30s, 40s and 50s. Mm-hmm. What is it about those eras of music that inspire your sound?
Oh, well, that's a great question, Fleur. For me, those songs, they speak to me in a way. They're crafted. They've lasted the test of time. They're what we call standards. So in some ways, when they're kind of covers, we perform them, but they're standards. So many songs were written through those decades, but there's these gems that have just managed to keep going and keep going. And for me, they're just great songs, and they have a simplicity and a complexity about them that I love.
And I think a lot of those songs, if you don't actually know the name, you know the song from, because you've heard it from your parents.
Exactly.
Or on the radio.
Exactly. They've got that familiarity. And that's what's so interesting about doing them in a slightly different way. And then just kind of almost like bringing a modern, in a good way, interpretation of them.
And the connection with the audience as well, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. They're tried and tested. That's what I say. That's not why I just love them. And for me, that's always been my era of music that I've been attracted to. I can't say why. Maybe it's just in me.
Maybe you were born another life.
Yeah, I hope that was it.
And, you know, today we're profiling and, celebrating the cover song.
Yes.
And a lot of the time people really shy away from being called a cover band.
Yes.
Or, you know, producing cover songs because there's that concept of, oh, it's not original. What do you say to that, seeing as you guys have really literally taken these old favourites and made them something unique and beautiful and just makes you waft away? It's awesome.
Well, for me, I sing and interpret, absorb and express songs I love. And so for me, they become like the Bob Dylan tune. Some of the tunes that I sing, I didn't listen so much to the original. I just learnt the song, so it became mine straight away. So I don't really know what else to say, except they feel like they are mine on some level. So it's when I can write songs as good as that, then I'll stop. Then I'll stop covering.
Oh
them.
My gosh, you're too
I
modest.
Don't know if that would ever happen.
Well, that was my next question. Are you is Black Gardenia's sort of future to stay with covering and covering the standards, as you say, and making them your own, or do you think that there will be some original tracks coming up? I'd like to see some original tracks.
I think, well, they're actually, it's funny you should say that. I think you're a bit witchy instead of knowing that, but I am beginning to write, and I think of my parents always laughing at me when I was a kid because I used to make up these songs and sing them songs in all different languages. I don't know. I was just one of those kids. And Jimmy Roy and I have been talking a lot about, we've got some stuff in the works. So the next album will have some original tunes, and I have written some already. It's just getting them out there, I think.
Well, and also I think it's that, for anyone who's an artist or you write or you create, however you create, it's that moment of exposing yourself.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, to the extent where you're like, you know what, this is my heart and soul.
Absolutely.
I'm putting it out there, and I hope I don't get butchered for it.
Exactly. Well, I've got an English degree many lives ago, and so for me, poetry and writing is something that's always been very natural. So the songs, they have a real kind of pre-50s feel. They just come out that way. So, yeah.
Hey, you know,
listen out for the next album.
I'm excited. And you know what? You've got to be true to yourself. And it's the 50s Hawaiian vibe that you guys have.
I can't help it.
I'm saying more power, more power. Now, let's talk about your new album. This Saturday is your listening release party.
Yes.
At the Vancouver Live Sound Studio. Now, the album's called No Moon At All. How did the new album come about, and what was the inspiration behind the song choices?
Oh, great question. We just kept adding songs that we love to our set lists. And when we decided, hey, what should we put on the album? We actually said, okay, this tune, everyone give it a number. And which, you know, the ones that came up with the highest, the whole
band.
That's
very statistical, obviously.
Yeah, well, it was very, we thought it was very a democratic way of deciding. It wasn't like, oh, I sound better on this, or you sound better on that. And so the band was like, I love this one, I love it because of this. Oh, I love this one because I love it because of that. And so we just honed them down, and what we were left with are these gems that became the album, some of which were new versions of the tunes that were on the first album that wasn't really released. It was more something that we sold to people that we knew, and now this is the big release.
So when you guys become uber famous, I have a copy of one of the limited releases.
Yeah, you do, because we don't even have one. I haven't got one left because they all got sold. It's like, everyone was like, have you got any of those left? It's like, no, we've got another one coming out. So, yeah, I'm going to have to borrow yours.
I'll burn it for you at a price. Yeah. So like we always do on RUWare, whenever I get an artist to talk to, I always ask them to choose three songs that inspire them to be involved in positive social change. Now, today it's a little different. Like I've been saying, this is a cover show. We're doing the best of covers. So I asked Daphne to choose three songs that inspires her and gets her all excited. Mm-hmm. So we're about to play a song, and I'll let you talk about it, because this isn't the 50s and the 40, 30s, no. 40s and the 50s. So tell me about this song.
Which song is it?
You can't remember, can you?
No, I was just wondering which one you're going to do first.
Dirty Old Town.
Okay, well, the interesting thing about Dirty Old Town is it was written in 1949. I know.
Fun fact.
And made famous by the Dubliners, made even more famous, of course, by the Pogues. And was written by Ewan McCall, who's very well known for writing The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. And I love this tune because it celebrates working class life in the north of England at a time, you wouldn't even think it was 1949. It's got that real contemporary vibe to it. And of a there's Salfield is a town in, well, a city in the north of England that is very near where I went to university. So I have a connection with it on that level. And it inspired me to find beauty all around, no matter where, no matter if it is industrialized. But it also, I thought it was relevant today for thinking about, even we're still dealing with the same issues of making sure that we don't forget about finding beauty everywhere, and be making sure that our environment stays clean. So the beauty of Dirty Old Town is the beauty that we keep now.
I couldn't agree more. And so now you're going to hear, is this the radio release? No, it's not, because it played on CBC the other day, didn't it?
No, it didn't.
Oh, okay.
So this is the first, is the premiere. Yeah, no, it was exactly like you on CBC the other day. I was so happy.
All right, this is, you can say it.
It's Dirty Old Town by Black Gardenia.
You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. By the fact
street at night. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Heard a siren from the docks. Saw a train, set the night.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say, the best of cover show, and we're talking with Daphne Rubini from Black Gardenia. What a glorious version of that song.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, it's just divine.
Thanks. I think it's so romantic.
Well, and that's what we were saying. The Pogues version, we're talking about this while the song was playing. The Pogues version is so guttural and gritty and nasty and angry, and you make this song just like ethereal and romantic and beautiful.
Oh, well, thanks. That's how I interpret the song. I find it, the idea of that love, seeing someone and falling in love with them amidst industrialness.
Yes, just the grey.
Yeah, the
grey. The red within the grey.
The smoke. Yeah.
So not only do you sing on the album, but you also play the ukulele.
Yes.
Which is awesome. And for someone with small hands, I really think I would like to play the ukulele.
I highly recommend.
So what was it about that instrument that it's inspired you to pick it up?
Well, it was easy, to be honest.
Fair enough.
And I actually learned to play. I'd done a lot of training, vocal training and jazz theory and piano, but I wasn't using it. And then I said to my husband, Andy, what about I'm going to buy my nephew a ukulele for his birthday. Hey, teach me. He's the guitarist in the band. Teach me to play Happy Birthday for my little nephew, Sam. And he's like, okay. And he taught it to me, and that was it. I never gave my nephew that ukulele. I kept it. And I just couldn't believe how fantastic it was. Suddenly I was, because I wasn't really singing before that. I could sing, but I wasn't singing out. And so then I just stay at home and in the privacy of my room would just play and all these fantastic songs and being able to just gently accompany myself. And my voice just completely changed and just came out. And so I'm a real advocate for the ukulele being this vehicle for self-expression. And I'm delighted that people really like the sound of it as well. So
when people say that singing and playing an instrument is just impossible, it's so difficult, but it sounds like for you it was that sort of gateway for self-expression.
Absolutely. And I think the thing with the ukulele, because it's, well, there are no expectations. No one expects you to be a good ukulele player. They're like, oh, that sounds quite good, usually.
This dinky little instrument.
Actually, get a load of this. And so there isn't an expectation for it to be like this instrument that's supposed to be that's difficult to play. So therefore it frees you to be able to play. And for me, it was easy enough to accompany myself without anyone having to hear me. For me, it was very much about the privacy of that connection with music that the ukulele gave me. And I find with the students, and I know we're going to talk about the school later, but with the students, they all say the same thing.
Tell us about it now. Oh, well, Ruby's Ukes.
Ruby's Ukes. So my friends used to call me Ruby at school, from Daphne Rubini. And in 2009, I looked for some ukulele classes after I'd kind of exhausted being able to learn by myself. And there weren't any. So I decided to set up the school. And now we have 110 students, 4 classes a week, and waiting lists. And the youngest student we've had is 15, the eldest student 90, and people from all jobs, all walks of life, they get together. I have to say, I'm so thrilled to have built this community of people. It's so stunning. And just to see how they evolve, they change when they have music into their lives. Music comes into their lives, because as you were saying before, when we sing and play, the right left brain hemispheres get exercised, and it's different to listening to music. It actually exercises your brain in a way that gives you better brain function. So there are people who are studying, you know, students that are studying, which might be relevant to you, it just gives their brain a break. And then they can go back. So it kind of uses the neural pathways in a different way. And when singing and playing the ukulele together, it becomes easy because it becomes one thing. It's not like doing lots of different things.
It sounds amazing. And I mean, it must be so rewarding seeing the students come in, and I guess a lot of them are probably absolutely clueless with regards to writing.
Oh, yeah, they've never
music.
Played a... Yeah, excuse me. Yeah, they've never played an instrument before. They've always wanted to. And most people have music inside them. And it's because they've listened to all these chord progressions and melodies. And then they get the ukulele and boom, it's out. And that's my mission, to get everyone, every household playing music, intergenerational music playing. We used to have that.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have people singing and playing together, and we don't have that anymore. And I feel that that's how community is going to continue to be built, is if we play music together and sing together, then we will have a community that's able to make change.
And that's how, I mean, all the stories and all the lessons, life lessons, were taught all those years ago through music and stories and
exactly.
things like that.
Exactly.
So we just need to get off the internet and come back to the roots.
Yeah.
What are the future plans for Ruby's Ukes?
Well, Ruby's Ukes is going to keep expanding. We've taken over space down right downtown. We're planning on having a monthly ukulele jam in the space where we're going to project the chords onto the wall, and it's going to be a pretty cool environment, and people will just get together and play music. There'll be ukuleles to borrow, and I'm really looking forward to expanding that way. We're going to have some lunchtime classes during the week, and at the moment we've got Saturday classes. I'm going to be doing some more Uke Can Free Your Voice, which I always think is a really good pun, that Uke Can Free Your Voice workshops, and I've just started doing them, where people learn to get in touch with their authentic voice. And I think for women, especially young women and young men, getting in touch with your voice, being able to, and Jill Purse is a great quote. She says, she's a sound therapist in London. She says, when you liberate the voice, you liberate the human being.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's part of the direction that I'd like the school to go into, helping people to liberate their voices musically and also in public speaking. And I really believe when the voice is free, a person has got more strength in the world, generally in their lives. So
you've inspired me. I want to come down and learn the ukulele, that's for sure.
Come.
I will. We only have 20 minutes to get through, and we still have two more songs, so I'm going to take a break. I want to hear more about the uke and how it can heal, especially with your work you've been doing with the Kalanish Cancer Society. But before then, you have another song that you chose that can you tell the listeners about?
Yes, the other song I chose was Blue Prelude. It was a hard choice, actually, because I love so many of the songs on the album. But Blue Prelude really inspired me. It's very much about angst and the angst of love, and how sometimes people perpetuate that angst rather than move out into perhaps what is a healthier space of love. And I thought everyone would relate to this. And Ray Kondo, there's some sparks in the studio.
No, it's okay.
Interesting. It scared me. Oh my God. I was actually inspired by Ray Kondo. It was it wasn't the last song he sang, but it was a song that really touched people. He sang at his last ever concert, so I dedicated to him. He's an inspiration to me.
And I think this is the Balmoral concert.
Yes,
this is the version of that. You're on CITR. This is Ray Kondo with Blue Prelude.
Thank you, friends.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
What a prelude to song.
To Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9, and we're here with the lovely Daphne Rubini from Black Gardenia. So tell me, we've been talking about cover songs, we've been talking about the ukulele, and you've started talking about it, but I wanted to go deeper into it. Ukulele can heal. How? And tell me more.
Well, I realised when I was watching the students transform over the years that actually it was them playing the ukulele that was helping them. There was one woman who was undergoing breast cancer treatment, and she talked about how much the ukulele was healing her. And in fact, Pamela Post did make a documentary radio show called Four Little Strings that was aired on North by Northwest and Living Out Loud about the healing quality, about the school's featured, and about the healing quality of the ukulele. And it made me, I just watching, because I've worked in the healing field for 20 years. That was my other life, as I said before. And I realised, hey, I actually could really make some big change here. So if somebody is alone, or if somebody is, you know, there was a woman who's recently divorced, so she has this community, and laughing in the classes are really funny as well, because how can you not laugh playing something as kind of funny sounding as the ukulele in some ways? And so I decided, I wrote the workshop, Uke Can Heal Your Life. Well, based on Louise Hay, who wrote You Can Heal Your Life. It was You Can Heal Your Life, my little enjoyable pun. And I approached the Callanish Cancer Society, which is up in Kitts, and I did a series of workshops there with people that were either living with cancer or a member of their family, and that's very close to my heart. My father passed away of cancer. And recovered from cancer, so all different relationships. And when I went into Callanish, what was an absolute delight for me was all the people that were working there, the oncologist, the founder of Callanish, the art therapist, they all started playing the ukulele as well. And one of the founders of Callanish, the original founder, passed away quite suddenly, actually, during that time. And they went, at the funeral, they played the ukulele. And they both said, the whole group of them said they wouldn't have been able to get through what they're experiencing without it. So I realized it can help the people, help the helpers, the supporters, the caregivers, the people that are living with a family member who's ill. It helps them too. Like, two of the people came here, it was a mum and daughter. The mum had cancer and the daughter came with her and they're playing the ukulele together. So from learning with the students in the school, seeing, okay, this person lost her mum to cancer, or so many people have said, I'm playing my brother's ukulele, he passed away. I'm playing my husband's ukulele, he passed away. I keep getting this story. And so I'm building on that knowledge and my past experience as a healer to work with Kalanish. And I just wanted to read you something that Gretchen Ladd, who's a great art therapist working at Kalanish Society, she said of the workshop, "What a thrill to walk into our group room and see a rainbow of ukuleles waiting for us. I had no idea by the end of our first class we'd actually be playing and singing together. In our community, we do a lot of hard work, and it's been wonderful to explore this new adventure of fun and healing. Learning how to make music in the midst of illness and uncertainty is empowering and helps us connect through laughter and joy. Ruby is a great teacher who embodies a combination of clarity, humor, and true passion for the uke that is truly inspiring." And it just, I almost cried when I read that, because I was like, it's actually working.
Well, and that's the thing, when you're doing something that you know just feels right for you and heals you, and you want that to happen for others, and then when you get the reaction, like you see it on the patient's faces, you see it with the loved ones, right? Yes. That real connection with such a little instrument that everyone dismisses, right? Yes. It's that little engine that could kind of mentality, right? Where this has such huge power to create real and lasting change.
Absolutely.
As well.
And I would like Ruby's Ukes to work. I've got a great network of volunteers that is growing, that I'm growing and helping them, and in turn it will have more students. Youth programs. I'd love to get ukulele playing into hospitals, and eventually one day into prisons as well.
World that's domination.
Yeah, it's my dream. I think people in prison need to have something to connect themselves.
Absolutely.
To
I mean, look at Johnny Cash, who I played earlier.
Exactly.
Everyone was saying, "Don't play in a prison. Don't play in prison." One of the best albums he ever made.
Right.
And you know, no matter what lifestyle or what background you come from or what's happened, music will always be a part of everybody's life. It connects us all. It transcends religion. It transcends language barriers. It transcends all prejudice, and it can really connect you and make you a better person and make you healthier as well.
Exactly. It's a universal language, and I think it's natural for human beings to make music.
Absolutely.
And it's not natural just to listen, although please do enjoy listening.
It's humans getting it right. Now, I'm sorry to rush through, but I want to get one more song of Daphne's choice, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about what's happening on Saturday night. And then we're going to close the show with the one and the only Daphne Rubini singing in the studio. I wish I had a video camera today, but like we both said, you know what? This is radio. Back in the day, everything wasn't put out to YouTube. So what have you got next? What was the next song that you chose?
Well, I chose Greater Love by Amy Winehouse. Well, it's her version of Greater Love. And for me, when I first heard Amy Winehouse, it was before she was actually famous. It was at the Brighton Pavilion in the south of England, and a friend of mine had got me a ticket, and I was like, oh my God, Amy Winehouse, of course I'm going. She was like, have you heard of her? And I was like, of course I have heard of her. But she hadn't. Anyway, she sang this song, and it inspired me to start, really made me realize this is jazz. Her interpretation. She was a great jazz singer, and I would celebrate her again as another artist who's passed away young, very young. And again, I was always hopeful that she would make it through, and that she would actually be a woman that would be able to center herself amidst what fame brings. And sadly, that didn't happen. But I hope the lesson of that will be heard by people, that actually being centered in whatever you do is what's so important, no matter. Because success is something one needs to be centered about. We often think, oh, I wouldn't be able to handle failure. But can you handle success? And the Nelson Mandela quote that he made famous of, can you shine? Can you be in success and handle it? And so for me, this is a lesson that she... Oh, it's my yuk.
He wants to sing.
Amy White. It's a beautiful version of the song and my favourite one.
All right, you're on CITR 101.9, and this is the late, great Amy Winehouse.
greater love than what I feel for you. No sweeter song, no heart so true. There is no greater thrill than what you bring to me. No sweeter song. The sweetest thing that I've ever known. And to think that you are mine, you are mine alone. There is no great love in all the world, it's true. No greater love than what I feel for you.
A short and sweet Amy Winehouse song to end the Are You Aware mixtape by Black Gardenia. And Daphne's just getting the uke ready to go. Tell us one more time what's happening on Saturday. What time should people be there? How much does it cost? All that good stuff.
Well, it's this Saturday night. Doors open at 7:30. It's at Vancouver Live Sound Studio where the album was actually recorded. The space holds 80 people around that many. And it's $10 on the door or $25 with a CD. You can buy the tickets online in advance if you'd like to. If you go to the Black Gardenia website, which is www.blackgardenia.ca, and you'll be able to buy the ticket from Eventbrite, and it will have all the information. All the information's on the website.
And if you can't make Saturday, you're there. You're at the Revel Room every Sunday.
Yes,
right?
We're at the Revel Room, which is 238 Abbott Street on Sunday evenings. This Sunday night will be a 2-year anniversary of us being there every week. So a big thank you to the Revel Room for supporting live music in Vancouver.
And the last thing before we leave, I always ask our guests the same question to end off the interview. If you had one message to give the world, what would it be? I think I already know.
Play the ukulele.
I knew you were going to say that.
And free yourself.
Okay, so you can announce your own song. We're going to leave Are You Aware this week with a beautiful rendition by Black Gardenia's lead singer, Daphne Rubini. What have we got for you?
It's Cold Cold Heart by Hank Williams. Thanks, Fleur, for having me on.
My pleasure.
I tried so hard, my dinner show. You're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words are said, they make the teardrops start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? There was a time when I believed you belonged to me. Shackled to a memory. drift apart. Why can't they free your devil mind? Melt your cocoa heart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind? Melt your cocoa heart.
Woo! Well, thank you very, very much for having me in.
You're most, most welcome. I hope you've enjoyed our best of cover show. And we have Stereoscomic Reeks. I can't even speak anymore. Weeks Stereoscopic Readout right now with Darren G. I will see you in a couple of weeks. I'm not going to be here in 2 weeks. I have to say goodbye to my mum at the airport, but I will be back in about a month. Be good to one another, and I will see you. And this is the last. Do you want me to play the song?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'm going to leave you one of the. This is Rolling Stone's number one best of cover songs. It's All Along the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix. You're on CITR 101.9 FM. Be good to one another.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine, plowman dig my earth. None will level on the mine, nobody of it is worth. But a joke, but you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us start talking falsely now. The hour's getting late. Hey.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh, my God. I mean,
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Absolutely.
It's like
know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a little.